Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Our next guest is here. Hello.
Hi, how are you today?
Fantastic. Hey. How are you?
I'm terrific.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for me.
I am William Knapp. I am co-founder, president, and CEO of BioH2Gen Incorporated.
Okay, and tell me about that.
Well, we are a company still in R&D. We don't have a revenue stream yet, which makes life difficult when you're out looking for a pilot plant, and that's what I want now. Okay. And it will be producing the most cost-effective, zero-carbon hydrogen gas for fuel cells and be the most cost-effective in the world.
Wow.
And will be ultimately, infinitely sustainable sourcing.
Okay. That's
awesome.
And obviously a big goal.
Solves a big problem.
Huge goal. And we will succeed, and we're in that next step now and looking for a partner to support the needs of a pilot plant. We have our patent. U.S. patent was issued in February, so that added further validation of my concept. So I was happy to get the patent, and along with I started with a patent application with 22 claims. They only accepted 20. So it's a very strong patent.
20 claims is pretty good.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, yes. So we're very anxious to proceed with the second phase.
Okay.
And with that, I have identified two engineering firms, each of whom have at least 30 years experience in building mobile unit, pilot plant units. And it's quite interesting because I would have to spend time with them to help design the pilot plant. I'm very familiar with pilot plants. I had a 37-year career with DuPont Research Laboratories in Kingston.
It's a good place to be.
Yeah. So I will spend probably 6 weeks with them in the design aspect, and then it'll either end up as one or two mobile units that they put on a flatbed truck and then deliver it to where I'll be using it. And that will be a city that is anxious to see my process in place.
Okay.
So they'd be only too happy to welcome us as a pilot plant. And I am targeting hydrogen sulfide in the wastewater treatment facilities.
Okay.
Now.
A never-ending supply.
Never-ending supply.
Okay.
Some communities are producing or treating millions of liters a day. So there's a tremendous amount of hydrogen sulfide that they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in treating and in using chemicals to kill the bacteria that produce hydrogen sulfide. So we have what I refer to as an infinitely sustainable source.
Yeah.
You know, it would take a meteorite to wreck Earth before that source disappeared.
That's a good way to put it.
Okay. So how do we go from the hydrogen sulfide at the water treatment plants to it being in your possession to be able to turn it into fuel cell?
Okay. Good question. As you're probably familiar, if you go back to your high school days, you're probably familiar with electrolysis of water.
Sure.
And right now, that is the primary source of zero carbon hydrogen.
Right.
95% of the hydrogen in the world comes from the oil and gas industry. So that is our target competition.
Okay.
And they understand and realize that they too have to stop the internal combustion of fossil fuels. So it's a very difficult thing to do.
Right.
But you've got to think of the oil and gas industry as needed. We need not so much to burn it, but we need hydrocarbons for production of many, many things.
Right.
So we need a healthy hydrocarbon industry. We just have to stop burning it, stop the burning the fossil fuels.
Sure.
So the getting back to hydrogen and electrolysis, and they store the solar panels and wind generators store the electricity that isn't needed in batteries. Then they take the battery to somebody who will use the electricity from the battery to run an electrolysis of water to generate the hydrogen that then goes to a fuel cell that makes electricity that's used in the electric engines. So it's kind of convoluted and not cost effective.
Definitely not direct.
That's right. But we need it anyway. We need clean hydrogen because the world is going to just hydrogen. That is beyond question.
That's the future.
That's where the world is going. And that's where we have to go mm-hmm. if we ever want to mitigate climate change. Okay? Now, I too use electrolysis.
Okay.
Let me tell you a bit about water. There's a caveat with water. It takes more energy to take the hydrogen than you get back in a fuel cell. Now, I'm targeting hydrogen sulfide. It takes less energy to take the hydrogen, and you get more back in a fuel cell. So it's energy positive.
That sounds like a win.
Yeah. So the next question is, how much hydrogen sulfide is there in wastewater? It's been around for 3.5 billion years. It's in quadrillion tons of it in anaerobic. That's where no oxygen. Mm-hmm. So that's why I say it's eternal. It's infinite, an infinite supply. It'll still be running for as long after the human race is gone, when hopefully thousands of years from now. But anyway, we are very anxious to find a partner that has the resources to enable us to finish the pilot plant. We need both CapEx and OpEx. We need capital in order for to build the pilot plant with
sure.
equipment and monitoring and analysis and computers and all of that stuff. But we need operating revenue as well. We need to hire the chemical engineers, the postdocs there's a number of trades, a number of layers of expertise that we will use to arrive at the engineering data for scale-up.
Okay. So the goal is to have this plant hardware produced and bring it to a place like a wastewater treatment facility mm-hmm. where you can become kind of part of their treatment process.
Correct.
And take advantage of
Correct.
Of the material that already exists
yeah.
as part of their process.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they will be anxious to have us because when I do that, they don't have to treat it.
Right.
They don't have to throw hundreds of thousands of dollars at it and millions of dollars repairing the infrastructure eroded
right.
by sulfuric acid.
Right.
So they're happy to have it.
Okay. So it's a win all around.
Yes.
They save money on the treatment process.
Yes.
You get the material that you need to produce
hydrogen.
Energy in a way that is...
And the world
ever present.
In the world, they're going to fuel cells. Hydrogen fuel cells are desperate to have hydrogen. I knew this was going to happen, but it's happening faster than I thought it was going to happen.
Fair enough.
We're going to be very fast in deploying the technology around the world.
Okay.
Because I don't have to go and dig a mine or drill a well or build something.
Right.
It's already in place, existing infrastructure all
right.
around the world. So all we have to do is take the technology to all the communities and cities who would welcome it because it's cutting their costs.
Okay.
And the world gets to just hydrogen, and we now have an opportunity to mitigate the deleterious consequences of climate change.
Okay. So from a business perspective, mm-hmm. on your side, is your goal to run the plant, or is your goal to sell the hardware to the treatment facilities and have like a sales process? How do you plan on running the business?
Well, right now, I have the steps to go in order to create the pilot plant mm-hmm. and operation, and I certainly want to be involved in that because
of course.
There are, right now, as though the patent has 22 claims, having a pilot plant will enable me to optimize the process, and that's what I want. After I've optimized
sure.
the process, then I'm thinking exit.
Okay.
And exit maybe with a foot in the door, monitoring what's happening. Because I think the first community, wherever it is in the world, and quite a few around the world are interested, that community will lead the world in tomorrow's energy carrier of hydrogen. Because I will build a research center in that community.
Okay.
Now, when we're building and when we're getting hydrogen from every community, we're also providing the community with permanent private jobs.
Right.
Right now, laying pipelines and stuff like that, some communities enjoy a short period of employment and
right.
then they're gone.
But it goes.
This is permanent.
Yeah. Okay.
All the jobs relative to hydrogen are permanent. And that means the jobs related to the fuel cells
right.
would be permanent for quite some time.
True.
Even if we go to the ideal fusion, you've heard of cold fusion?
Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody's desperately around the world trying to figure out a way of doing that. Even if they do, fusion still needs hydrogen.
Right.
In order to fuse into helium.
Right.
So it's an infinite market.
So that's sustainability all around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Corporate sustainability is built
mm-hmm.
in.
That's it. There you go.
So your next step is the pilot plant.
Yes.
What do you need from a firm to make that possible?
I need them to come on board as an equity partner.
Okay.
They would have a big chunk
okay.
Of the company. I would need them to sit on my board, to be part of the planning and steps forward.
Okay.
Because at some point, after operating the pilot plant, we're going to be in a position of selecting an engineering firm that are able to go into communities and build the operation
gotcha.
For producing hydrogen. And so I need quite a few people as well. And the pilot plant, I'm going to have to hire chemical engineers. I'm going to have
to
contract them. I haven't figured that one out yet. Because some of it, I can contract the expertise that I need for a short period of time. If I need it continuously, then
right.
I want them... have a little bit of
skin in the game.
Skin in the game, absolutely. There you go.
Absolutely. So if people want, obviously this is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
If people want to find out more about it, how can they get that information?
Well, they can go online, and I'm sorry, I want to change my website. Because I don't like it.
Okay.
But they can still go to it. It's hard to get the information, and it's not a friendly website.
Okay.
But it's www.bioh2gen. Bioh2gen.
Okay.
All one word with the numeral
sure.
in the middle, .com.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming and talking to us today.
Well thank you.
This is,
I quite enjoyed
yes.
the
this
opportunity.
Is a great, yeah, this is a great thing.
The world needs it. You're
sure.
right. Yes.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what comes next. Whichever way power goes,
yes.
hydrogen's involved.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
So this is an important part of the process.
So everybody should look at our process because it's the most cost effective
right.
and it will be the fastest one to deploy.
Very cool.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Have a great rest of Collision.
You too. Thank you.